Welcome back, everybody, to the Catholic Traveler Podcast, the daily edition of the podcast where we are taking you through the station churches of Rome for Lent. Hi, Mountain.
Hello, Joni. How are you today?
I am doing pretty well as we approach Palm Sunday tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited because, as you know, as the people know, Rome is locked down right now, but it's like very light lockdown. Like, people are going all over the place. The church is fine. So I am going to try and get to today's church because I've never been. I've always wanted to go, and it's allowed. So I might do it. I'll let you know how it turns out. We can tell the people tomorrow. We can do a follow-up. Did you go?
Okay.
And I'll let you know if I went or not. Today we are at San Giovanni a Porta Latina. So St. John at the Latin Gate, or before the Latin Gate, or something like that. It's at the Latin Gate in the walls. This church is nowhere near any place that people are going to go on their own. A couple churches we visited, like San Sisto, this is even further out than that, Santa Balbina. You can take a bus to get there, and it's basically just inside the walls of Rome. So maybe if you're going to like the catacombs, the Appian Way, that's kind of nearby. Most likely you wouldn't take this route, but that's where this church is. And so today's church is dedicated to St. John the Evangelist, and the name refers to his time in Rome. So the tradition is that he was in Rome. He was brought here from Ephesus, and he was going to be punished for his faith. So when he got to the city, the emperor met him at this gate, the Latin Gate, and he had him tortured. Again, St. John the Evangelist, he was tortured, and then they were like, all right, we're going to kill him. So they got a cauldron of boiling oil, put him in it, and then when he came out, he was still very much alive. They even say like he was refreshed, like he had a nice oil bath. Yeah. And so the emperor was kind of freaked out, didn't really know what to do with him. And so they exiled him to the island of Patmos in Greece, which is, by the way, a very, very gorgeous place. Have you been?
Oh, I have not. I've never been to Greece.
I dream about the time that I spent in Patmos. It is.
So maybe it was kind of fun to be exiled there? Maybe. Would you want to be exiled there?
If I could handle it. Yeah. I don't know what his exile entailed, like if there was any other extra torture or torment there, but if I could just like go hang out there and live where
tiki drinks and
yeah, like where he was, it's like on the top of a mountain. It's a tiny island, so you can see the sea all around you, and it's Greece, so the water is like perfect and blue. Anyway, it's a beautiful place, but that's where they exiled him, and that's where he went on to write the Apocalypse. And yeah, but not a lot of people realize, I mean, he's the only apostle that was not martyred, but they did try. Like cooking somebody in boiling oil, most people are not going to survive that. But yeah, he came out of it refreshed. And so the church, there was a little chapel built over that spot. And so there's still a chapel there today. It's called St. John in Oil. And it's kind of right across from the church, St. John at the Lateran Gate. So like I said, I've never been. I've been to the parking lot. Once I went to eat at Cecilia Metella, and I was with a friend, and he was driving, and he drove us back into town this way, and he was like, oh, this is this church, and he stopped, and we looked at it. Never been inside.
But it was closed.
I've always wanted to go because it's just such a cool story that he was tortured, boiled here, and came out. And they were like, we can't do anything with this guy. Let's send him to an island of paradise.
And then he writes one of the greatest books of the Bible. So, you know, joke's on them.
Yep.
So I have a theory, and I haven't read this anywhere. I'm sure somebody said this before me, but I think it's because he remained faithful to Christ on the cross, and he experienced a martyrdom like the Blessed Mother experienced at the foot of the cross, that then he wasn't martyred. So on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we talk about Mary's martyrdom at the foot of the cross, experiencing the cross with her son. And I wonder if maybe like the martyr's crown wasn't given to John through his experience of the cross, whereas the others left. And that's the reason he wasn't martyred. Like I said, I don't know whether I've ever read that, but that's kind of come to me in my own prayer and meditation on John. There's a famous, in John's gospel, Peter, you know, basically says like, what about John? What's going to happen to him? And Jesus is like, mind your own business and you're going to be martyred. You don't need to worry about him. And so some people thought that John was just going to live forever. But it's this beautiful kind of reflection, I think, on John's martyrdom coming from suffering more of a white martyrdom or even just the sufferings that he endured here in Rome where this church is.
Yeah, you've told me that before, and now I sometimes use it in my detours.
Oh, nice.
At St. John Lateran, when we're looking, we're going to talk about that next week, but they have all the...
Tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow? Oh, that is tomorrow. Yeah. I can't keep up with the days. Yeah, so... They have the apostles lining the main aisle, and so they're all holding the depiction, the instrument of their martyrdom. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But when we get to John, I point out, especially to kids, I'm like, well, how did he die? Was he attacked by an eagle? Because he's the bird there. So, yeah, that is, I like that meditation that you may have come up with if you didn't read it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I probably read it somewhere.
Oh, I'll give you the credit.
Okay. So that's today's church. Well, there's probably more to say. I mean, it's pretty ancient. There's like one of the roof tiles. This is why you need to go, because I want to see this because I don't really understand it. So it was renovated and restored. And one of the roof tiles that has a dating on it because of when it was put on the roof by the Goth Theodoric, right?
5th century.
It's used as like the ambo. And so I'm really confused by that. And I want to see a picture of it. I guess I could Google it.
5th century roofing tiles used as the ambo. Yeah. There's a lot of just ancient history here. I mean, that's a big thing that happened, but the church has been rebuilt a few times. So there's a bell tower from the 11th century and there's an 8th century well. Just a lot of old stuff. It's been rebuilt a few times, but... The thing is it was completely restored in 1940, so it doesn't really look as old as it is, which, you know, happens from time to time. But it is another
church.
There's
some ancient touches.
Yeah, ancient touches, like a 5th century ambo made out of ceiling tiles.
Yeah, I want to see the roof tile ambo.
Yeah, and it's another place that's popular for weddings. It doesn't have a bunch of depictions of martyrdoms, but it's kind of set out from everything. You know, once you start to get outside the walls of Rome or near the edge of the walls of Rome, you're kind of out in like this beautiful part of the city. It doesn't feel like a city at all. It feels like the countryside. So they get several weddings here.
You could have your reception at Cecilia Metella.
That's what a lot of people do.
That's a fantastic idea.
Reserve the garden and just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Have some Scrigno.
Oh, screen.
I need to get a car. Drive out. It's too hard by bus.
Just call your driver.
My driver. Excuse me, driver. I would like to go to lunch.
Call Vittorio. My friend Vittorio.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen Vittorio in a long time.
Really?
He's fine.
Okay, good.
He's fine. He has a like a garden and he lives outside of Rome.
Oh, nice.
And so he doesn't have a job, but he's been completely fine through all this, just tending to his garden.
So Mountain hires kind of the same bus company, and one of the things they also do is, you know, drive personal cars and taxis. And so when he does some of his day tours that require cars, he'll have a driver. And when we filmed 3 Minute Theology, our driver every day was Vittorio. And I really couldn't talk to Vittorio because I don't know any Italian. Well, other than gelato flavors and coffee orders, but but he was so sweet and so nice. And he actually makes an appearance in the 3 Minute Theology episode on relics. He's cleaning the windshield of the car behind us. And I love that. I love like this little Easter egg of that. He's in the video.
Yeah.
So, Vittorio.
I miss Vittorio.
So someday.
I hope so. Okay. All right. So tomorrow is... Okay. St. John Lateran, as you said.
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday. My favorite outdoor mass of the year, which isn't going to happen. Can we talk about that tomorrow? We should talk about that a little tomorrow.
Sure.
Even though it's not the right
church. Extra long podcast.
Yeah. Because it's the best mass of the year, I think. Papal mass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about it when... We did papal liturgies. We did a whole podcast on various ways to see the Pope. And so we talked a little bit about it. But we also, yeah, There's also time, like, we can talk about it again.
Because we have lots of new people.
Some of my fondest memories of Rome.
Maybe they haven't gone
into
the archives.
And lots of new listeners.
Yeah, that's what I meant by people.
Yeah.
I was too busy talking over you. And listeners, too.
I was too busy talking over you, so I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Yeah, we were both kind of talking at the same time. That won't be confusing.
So, yes, tomorrow.
Yeah,
Palm Sunday. St. John Lateran. Lots to talk about.
Palm Sunday. It'll be our second visit to St. John Lateran. And yeah, last time we covered the outside a bit. And this time we'll go inside and tell you some of the cool stuff inside the church. And then we're going to be back here again on Thursday. So we'll have even more to talk about. We're going to have a few repeats for Holy Week. We go back to the Lateran twice.
We'll
go back
to St. Mary Major.
Yeah. Well, certain things on the inside. Yeah. But we do have two new churches next week as well. Procede, one of my favorites, and Prisca, which I've never been to.
I was just going to say, I love Prisca. I really, really love the Church of Santa Prisca. So,
and I'm super excited about Good Friday.
Yes.
We go back to Santa Croce. So yeah, next week, the Lateran twice, St. Mary Major, Santa Croce, and then two churches we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, so, exciting.
Good stuff. And it's Holy Week. So,
don't get too excited.
And since it's going to be Thursday, I'm really hoping that we can go out and go to the Altars of Repose.
Be great.
That's my prayer this week. We'll see. I'll let you know, we'll people.
Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. And yeah, big week next week.
Yep. Talk to you tomorrow. Ciao.
Sounds good. Ciao.